WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In 1985, guitarist and Grammy magnate Pat Metheny and Maverick alto saxophonist Ornette Coleman jammed for 3 weeks and then made the album Song X. They both liked the music they recorded, but afterwards Metheny had second thoughts about the material that did or didn't make it onto the album. Now he's produced an expanded and remixed version. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead liked it then and likes it now.
The Good Life by Ornette Coleman, with a little help on the arrangement from Pat Metheny. Back in the 80s, a collaboration between avant-garde icon Coleman and the king of breezy fusion guitar surprised some folks. But both are lyrical players with a highly personal voice, and Ornette was already warming to the orchestral potential of electric guitar. Metheny had been all of 12 when he first heard and loved Ornette's music. Coleman's saxophone style directly influenced the guitarist's breath-like phrasing and ever-changing dynamics. Both musicians hail from the Southwest. Coleman from Fort Worth, Metheny from outside Kansas City, and both had played a lot with bassist Charlie Hayden, also from Missouri. It was Hayden's idea to bring them together in the first place. His loping time fits their big sky sense of space. A few years before, Metheny had recorded a prelude to this date, the album 8081, with the very Ornette tenor saxophonist Dewey Redman and the ace rhythm section of Charlie Hayden and drummer Jack DeJohnette. Hayden and DeJohnette came back for Song X, alongside Ornette's drummer of choice, DeNardo Coleman, also on electronic percussion. Double drummers can make the rhythm boil, and there are a couple of extraordinarily dense episodes where saxophone and guitar synthesizer converge like a swarm of bees. Pat Metheny is known for playing accessible jazz you may hear while cruising the produce aisle or waiting on hold. But like most guitarists, he gets raunchy too, and Song X has plenty of that. Even so, the expanded 20th anniversary edition is a bit more rounded, a little less in-your-face than the original. Metheny's given the program a mostly improved remix, toning down some of his more extreme special effects. We'll be right back. The bigger news is that the 2005 edition tacked 6 previously unheard pieces onto the beginning of the show, softening the overall effect without draining its vitality. The catchy tunes are mostly Ornette's, but for 2 of his added numbers, Matheny had written out chord changes for them to improvise over. Coleman's famous for avoiding fixed chord sequences, but he easily bends to them here without changing his style an iota. The original Song X proved too weird for many Pat Metheny fans, but popular taste can shift a lot in 20 years. In jazz, avant-garde practices often burrow their way into the mainstream about 2 generations later. So the timing may be right for this slightly gentler edition of Song X. There's a lot of wild playing and some very pretty tunes.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed Song X 20th Anniversary, featuring Pat Metheny and Ornette Coleman.